What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, we've all heard this news by now. However, as much as I want to make this the main focus of this FAFO file, I have to go ahead and turn this into what it truly represents. A cautionary tale for far too many men. Now, this article was published on the 7th of June. Ex-Giants Travis Rudolph found not guilty in termination case. Now, this is a win. However, it's also a massive loss at the same time, and I'm going to explain why. Former Giants receiver Travis Rudolph was found not guilty Wednesday for one charge of first-degree termination and three charges of attempted termination, according to reports. The charges were related to a 2021 shooting at his home in Lake Park, Florida. The Palm Beach Post reported the jury in West Palm Beach rejected the option to convict Rudolph of second-degree termination and manslaughter, and the two-week trial ended with fewer than 4 hours of deliberation. Quote, unquote, "I got my freedom back," Rudolph, 27, said following the jury's decision, according to WPTV. And quote, unquote, "I can get back to my life." The incident on April 7th, 2021, followed a dispute with Dominique Jones, who was allegedly Rudolph's girlfriend, who was married at the time. Now, when you look at the videos of the trial, you see the smugness in Jones's face, how she reacted, how she answered the questions. Now, mind you, they gave this woman immunity. Now, I'm going to give my opinion on why they gave her immunity. It ended with Rudolph later shooting towards a car containing four men who confronted him following the dispute, offlining one, Sebastian Jean Jacques, and injuring another, according to the Palm Beach Post. Now, that's all I'm going to read for the article. Now, I'm going to give Mr. Rudolph a FAFO score of 9. Yes, it seems pretty short with this. However, like I said, this is definitely a cautionary tale for men across the board. And what is the moral? How fast a woman will try to destroy you when you don't do what she wants you to do. Gentlemen, it is 2023. It is time to stop dealing with women like this. Far too many women, especially Black women, have zero problems using proxy violence to impose their will onto you by using the simp enforcer or the male hyena to do her dirty work. This shows you, once again, just how fearful Black men truly are of Black women. Now, let me go ahead and break that down. It's not that Black men fear Black women. No. It is, like I said, the fear of reprisal via proxy violence that most Black men are afraid of. Now, when she talked to her brother, I find it very interesting when they asked him, did he know the full details of why she called him? He said no. No, he didn't know. Once again, hopped up on emotion. Oh, he put his hands, on my sister. I don't know the gory details. I don't know anything, but I'm going to put that cape on. And to show you how much of a punk he was, he had to bring three other guys with him. Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that they came packing heat. Now, I find it extremely I just can't wrap my head around the fact that she was on the stand. She perjured herself. There was so much perjury. Oh my God. But why did they grant this woman immunity? I think we all know why. Because she walks free and she can go back into the black community and fuck up more black men's lives. Think about it. Let's just go ahead and flip this and say that her brother and his goon squad actually did delete Mr. Rudolph and his brother. Guess what? That's two men deleted, four men going to prison for termination. One woman had the potential to destroy six black men's lives. That, in my humble opinion, is why they gave her immunity. Let me reiterate. So she can go back to the black community and fuck up more black men's lives. Just saying, that's just my humble opinion. But gentlemen, you have to be extremely wary of the women that you keep around you, the women that you interact with. But like I said, far too many men are falling into situations like this. And this is across the board. Yep, across the board. Here in America, far too many men find themselves in situations where women call in either male relatives, they try to get male strangers, or in worst case scenarios, they get the gynocracy goons to do their dirty work for them. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to veer off to the left just a little bit for another layer of this cautionary tale and talk about one Zion Williamson. The situation with him, in my humble opinion, he gets what he gets. He gets what he deserves when that woman decides to pull the plug on him. When she decides to plunge that blade into his back, when she baits and switches him. Far too many men end up in a situation like him. Why? Because they don't have the proper information. Nope, scratch that. It's 2023. You mean to tell me no one got into this young kid's ear and said, hey, this is not a good decision. This is not a woman that you should be with. Nobody? No, he couldn't pull up his phone and say, you know what? This woman's an ex-stripper and she's already got a kid. Nah, I shouldn't wife this woman. No, no. So yeah, in my humble opinion, when she finally shows her true self to him, he deserves what he gets. Now, back to the main crux of this. Gentlemen, understand, these women out here will do anything they can to fuck your life up once you stop performing how they want you to perform. So what do? Hey, let them know what the deal is up front. Do not try to sell these women a dream. Get all the information about this woman. Do your background checks. Hey, it is what it is. Get all the information on this woman before you decide to enter into that relationship. Oh, come to find out she's still legally married? Nope, you get out of there. Oh, she's got kids? You don't know what the baby daddy's like? Nope, get out of there. Hopefully, Mr. Rudolph will see this for exactly what it is, an extreme cautionary tale that he managed to survive. Now, how was there a big loss in this thing? Well, the man lost 2 years of his life trying to fight a case that, in my humble opinion, should have been open and closed. They came to his house. They fought his brother. He came out and he dumped on him. And yeah, one of the guns that they had, they left at the scene. So yeah, we all know they did not come there to have a conversation. No, they came there to impose violence on this man. And this man did exactly what he needed to do. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think in Mr. Rudolph's case. What would you have done? Personally, I would have done the same thing. But in my humble opinion, in my humble truth, I would not have put myself in a situation like that with a woman like that to begin with. But unfortunately, some men have to learn the hard way on both sides of this equation. Mr. Rudolph had to learn the hard way not to deal with a woman like this, and her brothers and his friends learned the hard way, do not fuck around and find out what a man is capable of, especially when you go to his house, when you go to his property, and you do not know what that man has in his house. Hey, it is what it is. But for you women out there who think that you're going to continue to use proxy violence in order to impose your will on a man that's not doing what you think he should do, the power you think you have in that particular scenario will go out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to restrain themselves in that situation is going out right along with it. Trust and believe, ladies, the days of you using proxy violence against men in your lives is going to come to a close. Why? Because you decide to use proxy violence, guess what? That man might decide to put the mask on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.